is Davin's Den.
And we are back. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I don't know where Joe and Pip went. You know, it's just been that type of thing. They might have gotten lost with my daughter's box in the move. They might still be on the truck somewhere. But we're going to do the April Fool's show. Although I really can't do it without them, to be honest. Not this one. I can do other shows without them. Not this one without them. We're going to do the April Fool's show, which is a countdown of the biggest fools. There's Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
I don't know where Pip went. Anyway, so we're going to do a countdown of the biggest fools, and the categories are, as I said, on the end of segment one. We will pick the biggest fools. Anything can happen. Death, maiming, anything goes. Anything goes in this countdown. But they must, creativity. Creativity, foolishness, and a body of work is always appreciated. If you're a fool over the course of a year, we always respect that. Let's see. Where is what I am looking for? Joe, talk while I find what I'm looking for.
All right. Yes, it's always good. We have the different categories. We have sports, people from the world of sports, people from the world of entertainment, people from politics, Florida, and then we have people, the general pool of fools that can encompass any of those other categories. And we will be going down the breakdown of that.
All right.
It should be interesting.
Thank you, Joe. All right, let's play the music.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and Davin's Den fans across the world. Welcome to the Biggest April Fools, where Davin, Pip, and I count down the biggest fools of the year.
Always a very menacing tune. So our first category is sports. I will say right now, this has always been a very challenging category. Although we did have Antonio Brown, who had quite the body of work. I feel good about my sports one. I will kick us off. Joe will follow me, and then Pip will close out the sports category. I feel like I'm going to win this one pretty well, though. A pro wrestling train wreck star was engulfed in flames and left screaming in agony following a fire stunt gone wrong. The unknown wrestler was set ablaze at the Southern Sickness Cup in Indiana after allowing his opponent to douse his, wait for it, groin area with lighter fluid. Flames quickly covered the wrestler's crotch, but things took a turn for the worse when his entire lower half was engulfed after he was prodded, wait for it, with a weed whacker.
This
what is that? The panicked wrestler tried to pull off his trousers, but was unable to. A fan attempted to douse him in water, but missed as he ran into a bit to stop the fire. The flaming man crashed and ran into a wall and was surrounded by spectators who tried to put the flames out with their bottles of water and cans of beer. But they were powerless to stop the raging fire, which prompted the wrestler to return to his feet and run for his life. The aftermath of the chaotic scene wasn't captured on camera, although the woman who filmed the incident has since revealed the wrestler's trousers were burnt to a crisp. She tweeted, "His whole ass pants and boxers were burnt right off his body." The stunned wrestling fans, one of whom tweeted, "This was not thought through." Another said, "This is the most chaotic shit I've seen in my life."
This is the most chaotic shit.
And another said, Poor dude probably took home $200 cash for his third-degree burns. Although the wrestler has received plenty of sympathy, many viewers of the viral clip weren't so kind with their thoughts. One remarked, "This is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, and I go to indie wrestling shows all the time." Another one said, "No one thought maybe, I don't know, have a fire extinguisher on hand for this spot?" Shake my head. Another said, "Good, gonna pull the stunt, and nobody thought to have a fire extinguisher in case it went wrong." One said, "Wow, why wasn't there a bucket of water nearby just in case that happened?" According to unconfirmed Twitter reports, the masked wrestler suffered second-degree burns. All right. These guys get paid very little at these indie shows. They don't get health care through the independent wrestling promotions. When does lighting your dick on fire ever sound like a good idea? He did not make sure there were safety precautions. And the guy is on fire, and someone still weed whacks him. And this wrestler doesn't even get credit for this insanity because he's a masked, unknown wrestler. So now anybody could go, "Yeah, you saw that video with the guy who had his dick on fire? That was me." Anybody in a mask can say that now. So that is my biggest sports fool of the year. Joe, what do you have?
Russia said on Saturday that it had detained an American basketball player, quickly identified as Phoenix Mercury Center Brittany Griner, on drug charges entangling a U.S. citizen's fate in the dangerous confrontation between Russia and the West over Ukraine. The Russian Federal Customs Service said its officials detained the player after finding vape cartridges that contained hashish oil in the luggage at the Sheremetyevo Airport near Moscow. It had released a video of a traveler going through the airport security to be Griner. Griner's detention comes at the most dangerous moment in the U.S.-Russia relations since the Cuban Missile Crisis, as Biden administration leads dozens of nations in imposing crushing sanctions on Russia's economy and its political elites. President Vladimir Putin of Russia said on Saturday that its sanctions were akin to a declaration of war. The Customs Service said that the criminal case has been opened into the large-scale transportation of drugs, which can carry up the sentence of 10 years in prison. In Russia, hash oil is a marijuana concentrate that has a higher concentration of the plant's main psychotic ingredient, THC, and amitsumin many rays and commonly sold in cartridges that are used in a vape pen. You're a fool for bringing drugs into Russia, especially with everything going on now, so she might not be leaving anytime soon.
And Pip, what do you have?
Well, I have,
Okay.
Former Edinburgh athlete accused of tackling referee found asleep in car with cocaine. A former Edinburgh, Texas, high school football player has been arrested once again. On Tuesday, Emmanuel Durand, 20, was arrested by the Edinburgh Police Department after he was found with cocaine in his vehicle. According to an arrest record, the Edinburgh police officer responded to Los Lagos Drive in Edinburgh on Tuesday around 5:28 a.m. in reference to a car parked on the roadway. The officer located Duran asleep in his vehicle in the driver's seat and smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. Further inspection of the vehicle revealed plastic bags with 6 grams of cocaine inside of the vehicle, according to the arrest record. Duran was arrested and charged with the manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance, which is listed as a felony. He's currently booked in Hidalgo County Jail on $50,000 bond. In December 2020, Duran was seen tackling a referee during a high school football game between Edinburgh High and Far San Juan Alamone High during Duran's ejection from the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. Duran was a star senior defensive lineman for the Edinburgh Bobcats during the season. The Edinburgh school system forfeited the team's place in the playoffs, and Duran was banned from competing in high school sports after the incident. He was reported to have accepted an offer to attend the Atlanta Institute of Business to play for a startup football program, but the details are not exactly known. This kid is just going from strength to strength. A couple of years ago, he had, what seemed to be, you know, a good position in football, and who knows where he could have gone. He decided to tackle the referee, and now he's down to falling asleep in his car with cocaine in the car, and you can smell the marijuana emanating from the car as well. I think that this kid's a fool because he threw his potential athletic career away.
I mean, really, his biggest mistake was he should have taken the cocaine so he wouldn't have fallen asleep in the car.
Probably.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You fall asleep with cocaine in the car. Usually that's what keeps you up.
Yeah, he didn't take it. What are you going to do? This guy was a fool. Pip knows what she's picking. That was his biggest foolish thing to do. He took the wrong drug.
Absolutely. You know, it's like you're supposed to know your drugs if you're a drug guy. You know, it's like you know what's going to bring you down and what's going to bring you up.
Rookies.
So he's a failure as a druggie and as a football player and just as a decent human being.
All right. We have a lot to cover tonight, kids. Do we really have to argue this one? Are we really going to go against the guy whose crotch got lit on fire for like maybe a couple hundred bucks? Are we really going to debate this tonight?
No, you got
no.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, you got that one.
I appreciate that. I'm sure there will be ones that we can argue with, but that was not one of them.
No, I mean, you know, when it comes to lighting your crotch on fire and then trying to be attempted to be put out with a weed whacker,
Well, no. They weren't putting him out with the weed whacker. That was just continuing the angle. That was part of the fun, kids.
No, I know. I'm kidding. I'm just it's just like that's chef's kiss. That was really good.
All right, Joe. Why don't you kick us off with celebrity?
That would be Will Smith.
Ah.
Enough said.
Well, we did cover it. We don't really have to cover it again. I mean, we did.
Enough said. It speaks volumes, and it's recent.
Okay, fair enough. Pip, you go.
I also picked Will Smith.
Really? Interesting.
Yes, because I just thought, well, you know, I can't think of anybody who made a bigger ass of themselves on such a very, very public platform is that.
Oh,
so that one.
Like the Oscars. Walked on
the Oscars.
Well, I will put some. I will give something for you guys to chew on before I say mine. Keep in mind, a lot of people think he did the right thing. So while the three of us and a lot of people did think he absolutely did the wrong thing, a lot of people think he was right.
There's a lot more people that think that he did the wrong thing.
He got a standing ovation. I don't know. All right, let me give you mine.
Okay. No. He got a standing ovation for winning an Oscar, not for slapping the shit out of Chris Rock.
I don't know. I mean, remember, Denzel Washington consoled him during the thing. We don't have to argue about it now. We don't. I mean, right now the numbers are against me, obviously. But I feel like the person who I'm making a case for is somebody actually we all do not like. The person who I've picked is somebody we do not like, and we've talked about on this show before.
Okay.
Tucker Carlson is my year's biggest fool. And now Tucker has quite the body of work. Will Smith, admittedly, a very, very bad moment. But Tucker, let's go. This will be my longest recitation because the other stuff is more bullet pointed. So let me go through the Tucker Carlson body work. And really, a lot of it is just in the past few months, to be fair.
Okay.
Now, we've talked about Tucker before and this has no bearing on this year's contendership. But Tucker Carlson, where Fox News went in court and argued, no, only a moron would believe this guy. And the judge said, you got a point. You can't sue him. So, that has no bearing on this year, though. All right, Tucker Carlson said Wednesday, and this is from like earlier in the year. Tucker Carlson said Wednesday he's again traveling to the Central European country for an important reporting. This is Hungary. This was in December of 2021, Hungary. In anticipation of his upcoming visit, Carlson on Wednesday again held up the small country in Central Europe as an example for others, particularly for the border fence erected as part of the hardline immigration stance of Hungary's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban. You can run your country for the benefit of the people who live there, said Carlson during Wednesday broadcast of the Tucker Carlson Tonight. It doesn't mean you have to hate other countries, strike some kind of bellicose posture, pick fights, attack anybody. No, but your job, if you run a country, is to run for the benefit of your citizens. That's what democracy is. Now, that alone, I'm certain, would have a lot of supporters. That statement on its face alone, a lot of people said, no, this guy's got a point. I have no problem with that. Fair enough. I will concede that. Carlson broadcast the Tucker Carlson Tonight from Budapest, Hungary for a week in August 2021, where he interviewed Orban and lauded the country's immigration and social policies. Carlson's visit raised eyebrows, notably Senator Mitt Romney, a Utah Republican, was incredulous that Carlson would praise Orban, under whose leadership the country has been labeled as one of the least free and democratic in the developed world. Freedom House, a Washington, D.C.-based human rights advocacy nonprofit, has labeled the country partially free for Orban's move to consolidate power and impose restrictions on the press. Under Orban's leadership, Hungary in 2020 banned adoption by same-sex couples and banned transgender people from changing their names, in addition to refusing to ratify a convention intended to prevent violence against women. He can't get behind not slapping a woman around, this guy. He's on the fence about that. He needs more. Orban needs more information about whether a woman needs a learning shirt or not, according to the Human Rights Watch. Last year, the country's parliament passed a law equating homosexuality with pedophilia. The country's lawmakers also banned the promotion of some portrayals of homosexuality, according to the nonprofit. Okay, that's your amuse douche. That's your amuse douche of Tucker Carlson. Again,
amuse douche.
Your amuse douche. Again.
Sorry, Will Smith wins it.
Oh, but Joe, we're just getting started. We're just getting started.
There's enough said. Will Smith.
Oh, no. Congressman Turner replied by, what the hell, did I just get rid of that?
What the hell happened here? Bear with me.
You don't need it. Will Smith wins it.
No.
He says, bear with me. And meanwhile, if I'm scrolling for a second and a half, I get lambasted to death.
No, it's no matter what Tucker Carlson did, it's across the aisles of what Will Smith did. One of my...
Hold on. Wait. You can't interrupt while the case is going on. Well, I'm saying I haven't. You can't. You have to wait till the end.
I know. I don't have the hour and a half.
You'll be fine. Yes, you do. You got nothing pressing. You'll be fine. So he was interested in, he was interviewing a Republican, Congressman Turner, replying to the host that the Ukraine is a sovereign nation, that Russia is an authoritarian regime that is seeking to impose its will upon a valid elected democracy. Carlson responded with a weak defense of global democracy, saying, I mean, I'm for democracies in other countries, I guess, but I'm really for America, and I think that our interest is in counterbalancing the actual threat, which is China. But what many international relations experts warn is that allowing Russia to invade Ukraine without international opposition could show countries like China that invading other nations is permissible. In the days before Vladimir Putin launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, Fox News' biggest star insisted that the brewing conflict was no big deal. And in a series of monologues done with his trade by Carlson, he insisted that Russia was in the right and Ukraine in the wrong. Or at the very least, there was no discernible moral difference between a flawed democracy and an autocracy poised to invade it. Despite the stark attention it was receiving from the U.S. government and media, Carlson minimized the matter, characterizing it as a tempest in a teapot, a border dispute, and Ukraine was not a democracy, in Carlson's view, but rather a client state, a colony with a puppet regime that was essentially managed by the State Department. For Democrats, moreover, Russia was a tired boogeyman. The party had gone mad with hatred for Putin in response to Russian meddling in the 2016 election. Now that the irrational disdain was dangerous and risked tipping the nation into war. Democrats want you to hate Putin. Anything less is treason, Carlson said, adding that the party did not need a big independent country like Russia around, would stop at nothing. nothing to quash it. Carlson's comments, as many observed, closely tracked with the Kremlin's own propaganda. This also carried a consistent message. Russia and Vladimir Putin were doing nothing wrong. Ukraine deserved what was coming to it. And if anything, the Democrats were responsible for the rapidly unfolding crisis. He said, it's not un-American to support Putin. Democrats will find you guilty of treason if you donate Putin. The whole thing is simply a border dispute. Ukraine is not a democracy. Ukraine is a puppet of the West. And Vladimir Putin has personally had you, Vladimir Putin has personally had you or one of your family members murdered, you really don't have any right to criticize the guy. And remember last week, we all said the guy's been an asshole for a long time. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began, Carlson's tune has changed considerably. Hours after characterizing the issue as a border dispute, he was warning his viewers that we were at risk of a world war. The fault, moreover, wasn't that the United States or Joe Biden or Ukraine. Vladimir Putin started the war. So whatever the context of the decision that he made, he did it. He fired the first shots, and then he resumed doing Tucker Carlson things, like laying the blame at Joe Biden's feet for being weak and feckless, characterizing himself as some victim. At one point, he played a clip of Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell accusing the Fox News of rooting for Putin. He then told viewers that he had hesitated to show such an awful video. According to a report on Sunday, earlier this month, the Putin regime in Moscow sent an instruction to friendly media outlets, use more clips of Carlson. Mother Jones, a progressive magazine, said it obtained memos produced by the Russian Department of Information and Telecommunications Support. One document it said was entitled, For Media Commenters. The magazine pictures of the memo, which said it was given by a contributor to the national Russian media outlet who was asked not to be identified. It said the memo included an instruction, it is essential to use as much as possible fragments of broadcasts of the popular Fox host Tucker Carlson, who sharply criticizes the actions of the United States and NATO, their negative role in unleashing the conflict in Ukraine, the defiantly provocative behavior from leadership of the Eastern countries and NATO towards the Russian Federation, towards President Putin personally. The document said Ukraine war, Russia is only protecting its interests and security, and how would the U.S. behave if such a its situation developed with Mexico or Canada? Carlson and Fox News didn't comment. On March 9th, Carlson said, testimony by Victor Nasmyland, a U.S. Undersecretary about Ukrainian biological research facilities, had shown Russian claims of U.S. involvement were totally and completely true. Fact checker said they're not. Russian state TV featured Carlson's take the next day. The Washington Post said, adding that Russian claims about U.S. participation in biological laboratories in Ukraine was straight out of the old Soviet playbook, but that doesn't mean prominent commentator. So anyway, he continued to do it. Another Russian recommendation for covering memo dated March 10th advised Russian hosts to relay the message that activities of military biological laboratories with American participation on the Ukraine territory. So the U.S., you know, said that, listen, Russia's just saying, Russia accuses others before they do it. Mother Jones said no other Western journalist was named in the memo it obtained. It included advice on how to cite Carlson and how Biden's sanctions policy was actually an economic punishment for the American middle class. That the memo, the magazine also cited the New York Post, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch. On Sunday afternoon, Julia Davis, an analyst of Russian media, tweeted a still from Russian state's TV showing none other than Tucker Carlson on screen above a discussion panel. They always follow the Kremlin's directives, namely to use Tokyo Rose clips often as possible. Tokyo Rose was a nickname given by Americans to several women who broadcast Japanese propaganda during the Second World War. At least four times this week, Russian news reports have featured translated clips of Tucker Carlson or his guest Tulsi Gabbard. An hour later, so yeah, on Wednesday night. So basically, they're using Tucker Carlson to promote their propaganda. He is what Putin would call a useless idiot. He is what I would call everything wrong. He's everything wrong with talking heads, and he has quite the body of work. I mean, if you look at a body of work versus quote unquote defending your wife, and then the temerity to flip flop, like everybody has the attention span of a gnat to go, oh no, this is Biden's war. Oh wait, Putin did it. Biden, Putin. This guy's the biggest fool. It's hands down the body of work.
No, it's not. It's Will Smith and Chris Rock.
And Chris Rock. What's Chris Rock have to do with this other than getting slapped? Well, I can make the argument. I can easily make the argument.
It did, but it's not enough. It's on a grander stage. It has more. It's been more focused on than anything that Tucker Carlson did.
That's not true.
Basically, it's fact, and basically what Tucker Carlson says, it could be up to conjecture on which way. But this was pretty much cut and dry.
Tucker Carlson gets more viewers than Tucker Carlson gets more viewers than the Oscars.
Yeah, believe me, this will get more coverage moving on.
No.
And will be replayed more than anything that Tucker Carlson did.
No, not at all. This will be gone.
Absolutely. You cannot say it. That's absolutely.
No, because we'll move on to something else. Kanye will say something. All right, Pip.
Yes.
What do you say?
That's true. I do think that because it's the Oscars and it was such a shocking moment, I have to agree with Joe that it will be repeated more going forward because, you know, they always like to go over, everybody likes top 10 lists and everybody likes like most this or most that. And so it's going to be one of the most shocking moments of the Oscars. And this is going to be one that's going to be repeated like forever.
Right. But number two on that is that Tucker Carlson's Tucker Carlson. You can expect that from Tucker Carlson.
So what?
Expect this from Will Smith.
Wait. Hold on. You're basing your thing based on shock. This isn't about shock value. This is about being the biggest fool over the past year. Will Smith, I concede in segment one, a lapse in judgment. Totally stupid of him to do.
Anybody who would be the biggest fool on that, they would absolutely say it was the Will Smith-Chris Rock incident, and they would not say Tucker Carlson. Because basically, this just crosses the aisle. Basically, with the Tucker Carlson thing, you will have mostly people that are on his side that would say, no, what he's saying might have a point, and we believe what Tucker Carlson says. But basically, liberal, Republican, Democrat, whatever, a grand majority of what they saw on Sunday night, Will Smith looked like a fool.
But that makes no sense because Tucker Carlson was saying, why should we hate Putin? And then Putin started killing kids. I mean, it's not even close. It's not even close.
You're looking at the biggest fool, not the action of somebody. Basically, when you're looking at who looks like the biggest fool, it's going to be Will Smith.
No, it's not. It's not going to be the guy who...
Of course it's going to be. What do you think? You sit there and look after a five-minute dissertation? Do you think people are going to sit and listen to that? They know what they know. I mean, it's a matter of...
They know what they know.
And how they feel about Hannity... But basically, with not Hannity on Tucker Carlson. But basically, if you look in people's minds of out of the year, who's looking like the biggest fool? Almost 10 times out of 10, they're going to say this incident that happened on the Oscars.
But that way, just because he's more popular doesn't make him the biggest fool.
No, I mean, there's you guys are saying that you know this one or that one. There's a way to slice. Neither one is more obvious because Will Smith, like Devin was saying before, there are some people that are saying, well, he was defending his woman and good for him. I didn't hear a lot of that, but there are people that are going to say that. By the same token, there are people that are going to like what Tucker Carlson has to say, no matter what he's saying, and will flop right along with him. You know, so it's like you can't say that. I don't think you can say that it's cut and dry for either side. I understand, like on the political spectrum, Tucker Carlson is making an ass of himself because he and on a big scale because he's being played in Russia. Like he's in lockstep with what Putin has to say, so that makes a fool of him. Also, the fact that he's like, you know, he went from border skirmish to World War III in the space of, you know, an hour and a half. That does make your pontification pretty suspect. But I have to still go with Will Smith for the win because here's a guy that has everything going for him except for perhaps his marriage, but he's got, you know, he's got the power, the prestige, he's got talent. He's winning an Oscar in another minute and a half, for God's sake. And he decides that he's going to haul off and slap somebody on the world stage.
I got to stop you right there.
His wife rolled her eyes.
Hold on. I got to stop you right there. I don't think he decided. I think he was ruled by his emotion, and I could understand that. Tucker Carlson made a very conscious decision to say these things. He's written editorials about it. You go on the Fox News website, there's editorials, which I did not read, Joe, where he makes his case for Putin over and over, how great of a guy Putin is, and why should we hate him, and, you know, the Democrats are trying to, like, make Putin this boogeyman. Tucker Carlson knew exactly what he was doing, and then it blew up in his face, and he had a backpedal.
Well, you don't necessarily win this category because you have a body of work if one person's one action blows up bigger than your body.
Yeah, but I don't think a slap is worse than being than cozying up to one of the brutal men.
On the grand stage that it was, nobody cares about what Tucker Carlson thinks, and if whoever.
Well, that's not true.
In a small community, that what Will Smith did transcended a small community and was on a grander stage out of character, and he made a big
so,
out of himself.
So what we're saying is the bigger the celebrity means they're the bigger fool? That's what I'm hearing.
No. If they do something that big out of character, and Tucker Carlson knows what he's doing, and like you said, knows what he's doing, and it's premeditated what he was doing, where Will Smith did it, yeah, maybe out of emotion, but it was on a grander scale. And people will be talking about what a fool Will Smith is a lot longer than what Tucker Carlson did, because it's on a grander scale, crossing the aisle, crossing cultural barriers, and that's why he gets that.
Well, they've been talking about Tucker Carlson for a month. I don't think we're going to be talking about Will Smith next.
And not as many people that have been talking about Will Smith.
Not in this moment. Here's the problem. Here's why I can't really win this. Here's why I can't really win this. Because it just happened, so it's fresh in your mind. If this would have happened last June, for instance, you wouldn't be looking at it in this lens, because we all would have moved on from it, because Kanye does stupid shit all the time. You know, Will Smith wouldn't even be on the radar, or it certainly wouldn't be a strong argument. You'd be certainly more sympathetic to my guy. He was a slave to his emotion. He's moved on past it. Chris Rock doesn't want to press charges. Not that big of a deal.
If this happened 6 months down the road, you would say, if you ask somebody, who's a bigger fool, Tucker Carlson or Will Smith? And I guarantee, if you ask that question in September, people are like, oh, Jesus Christ, that was.
Yeah, because more people know Will Smith.
And that's exactly what.
But that should not make you the biggest, the winner just because more people know you.
It absolutely does. If you're of that gravity and you make a move like that, you're a fool.
Well, then why not Kanye West? I mean, Kanye West has been doing stupid shit for months.
He didn't go up and he didn't slap anybody live on the Oscars.
Not yet. Give him time.
Yeah.
Give him time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he did one of those stage runs himself, but he didn't hurt somebody. The violence involved in it was so shocking.
Well, Chris Rock seemed fine. I don't know how hurt Chris Rock was.
It
doesn't make a difference if he's fine or not. It makes a difference on the action that happened.
Well, I can't really win this one because you guys both picked it. But I do think I'm getting the shaft here because of proximity, because it just happened a couple of days ago. I really do feel that.
Perhaps we could revisit that argument later. Right now, and it's not like you have a weak argument in my mind. Not at all. I just think perhaps it's because it just happened, but we could look at it maybe down the road. We should say, okay, now that we've thought about it, which one is truer? I think that Tucker Carlson does have a body of work, but there's a lot of people that believe in what he has to say. This one was pretty much everybody went, what?
But see, that's just it.
WTF?
See, that's just it. I've been looking at social media.
Then you know what makes me really mad? When people call me while I'm trying to do a fucking radio show that I've been doing for 11 fucking years that I push all the time. You don't know I'm doing a fucking show? Sorry.
Those people are fools. I will say on social media, and other people have said, and I've seen it, they think Will Smith was right. You guys are underestimating how many people think it, and I don't think it's right. I said that in segment one, and knowing you guys could pick it. But how many people?
Not as many people that think he's wrong.
Well, I don't know.
People out there, I'm not going to kid you, but not like the amount of people that think he's wrong. Now, I posted my view yesterday on that, and my friend Roberta, I went to school with her, debates me on everything I post except what I posted yesterday. Totally agreed, gave me a thumbs up. I mean, rarity. That's like the Easter Bunny
trip. Well, if Roberta's who I think she is, I think she would still slide on me with this one. Because if she's the right person I'm recording, she don't like your politics. So she, even though she agrees with you on the Will Smith, she might go with me on the Tucker Carlson.
What I'm saying is it transcends that. You're giving it a one-sided thing.
We're talking about a war here, Joe.
Which is up to conjecture. This is actually not.
You know what, Pip? Here, we'll give you guys this one now. Like I said, you both picked it, so I can't win it.
Well, thank you.
Let's revisit this on Father's Day. Let's see if anybody's still talking about Will Smith on Father's Day, which is about two, three months from now.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Okay.
Let's.
That works.
All right. So right, make a note for yourself. You guys get this one now, but we will revisit. Okay. Pip, why don't you kick us off with a Florida man or woman?
Okay. This Florida man calls 911, requests meth to be tested for authenticity.
Okay. I know what you're buying. Sounds like a smart guy.
Spring Hill, Florida. Police in Florida arrested a man after they say he called 911 and requested them to test his meth. Deputies with Hernando County Sheriff's Office were dispatched to a home in Spring Hill, Florida, after a resident called 911 to request that a deputy come and test the methamphetamine he had bought. When deputies arrived, they met with 41-year-old Thomas Eugene Colucci. Police say Colucci told the deputies he'd purchased meth from a man he met in a local bar and believed it was actually bath salts after using some of it. Police say Colucci told them he was an experienced drug user and that he had used meth before and he knew what it should feel like. He then produced two small baggies, each one containing a white crystal-like substance, and handed them over to the deputy, according to the sheriff's office. Police said the substance did not provide the sensation Colucci was expecting, which is why he called 911. Colucci told the deputies he wanted his meth tested because he did not want other people to purchase fake meth from the man who sold it to him, the deputy's office said, adding that he wanted deputies to put the person in trouble for selling dangerous drugs. He said he was unable to provide a name or contact info for the man who sold the drugs to him. A deputy performed a field test on a sample of the substance from each of the baggies as requested. Both baggies tested positive for methamphetamine. The deputies then placed Colucci under arrest. He was put in the back of a patrol vehicle, then taken to a hospital after he began complaining about chest pain, where he was cleared by a doctor. Colucci was charged with possession of methamphetamine. What? And possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $7,000. Now, I mean, as far as Florida men go, some of them are not the brightest bunnies. This guy was, you know, I have to feel a little bit of sympathy for him because he was trying to do a solid for his fellow meth addicts and trying not to get them ripped off by this nefarious character he met in a bar. However, he went to the wrong consumer hotline. He called 911. And the cops, you know, found out that he was wrong. I mean, he was a big fool because he couldn't even tell that he was taking meth. And the cops proved it for him.
Well, it's certainly very solid. I will not argue that. That is a fine
thank you.
Representation of Florida. All right, I will go, and then Joe will go. All right. I have a Florida woman. A woman barred from boarding a flight to the Big Apple because she appeared drunk, led police on a wild chase on, wait for it, kids, what do you think her getaway vehicle of choice was? We've had some interesting ones.
Better be a scooter.
A scooter. Very good, Joe.
The baggage cart?
Baggage cart. Very good guess, both of you guys. Unfortunately, you're both wrong. Wild Chase on her motorized suitcase.
What?
Exactly. Exactly. We're just getting started with this one. Before allegedly spitting at a cop and defecating in a patrol car. Chelsea Alston, 32, is seen on the bizarre pursuit in a newly released body cam video at Orlando International Airport, where she planned to board a Southwest flight in April 2021, WKMG reported. But a gate agent told her she appeared too intoxicated and refused to allow her to take the flight, according to the outlet, which cited court records. I don't want no beef. I'm just trying to go home and enjoy myself, Alston reportedly said, claiming she had consumed just two drinks. Oh, my. Police officer Andrew Mamone responded and told her she was banned because of her glassy eyes, inability to stand straight, and the odor of booze emanating from her. Or as Joe calls it...
That's my everyday look.
There you go. Joe calls it segment three. It's okay. It's okay. You just need to go over to the terminal and sober up a little bit. Get another flight. The cop is being really cool there, he tells Alston, who proceeds to wave her middle finger and unleash a stream of profanities. Fuck you. Suck my dick, she shouts before taking off on motorized luggage.
Immaterial, Joe.
We're going to have a bike pursuing a suitcase in a minute, the officer says, as he chases the getaway suitcase on his bicycle.
The getaway suitcase.
Oh, man, that kind of goes fast, Mamone is heard saying during the chase, as some bystanders can be heard giggling. The officer finally catches Alston and orders her to leave the secure area. Follow me and we'll roll out together, Mamone tells the woman, who then appears to spit at him before he and another officer place her in handcuffs. But Alston would not go quietly, the video shows, and apparently spits at him again, reportedly hitting him in the eye. Well, she's got aim. Stop spitting, he tells her. I only spit one time. That's not the right answer.
That's enough to do it, yeah.
I only spit one time. Lucky shot.
We're not talking to a young nubile actress making her second porn movie. What are we doing here, kids? I only spit one time, Alston replies, before she was dragged to a patrol car in which she, wait for it, allegedly defecated and left about $1,200 worth of damage. That was some turd.
Hey, we've all had Taco Bell.
Now finally we could finally put a price on the damage.
She had a poo-poo in the po-po.
She had a very funny. Very good. Alston was reportedly charged with battery of a police officer and released from the Orange County Jail on a $13,500 bond. Her attorney declined to comment about the case on the news outlet. Very quickly, you can't be a woman in Joe's America and say, suck my dick. It's just not allowed. Also, a suitcase, never a suitable escape vehicle. Never, ever, ever, ever. You never get away in a Samsonite.
It's never say never.
Well, didn't work out here. Also, bad to spit on a cop. Worse to shit in a cop car.
Wow. Wow. I can't. I. I'm sorry. I have to divert for just a second.
Oh, you have a story that you can relate?
No. I don't know what brought this up. Oh, I do know what brought this up. There was some scatological references made at my day program, because we have a sink that every once in a while has a problem and like a sewage smell comes out of it. And it's like, when that happens, it's so ropey. And then, of course, we make childish potty humor jokes about who is making that smell. So I just reminded, so I would, this flashed into my head. Do you remember remember on the Rock of Love TV show?
I do.
There was the one where it was, what's the guy with the big clock?
Flavor Flav.
Thank you. So Flavor Flav has his, you know, bevy of quote-unquote beauties. And there was one girl, they were partying in the house, and somehow, I don't even know how this happens to you. I think she was wearing a skirt or a skort, like a romper or something, and a poop flies out from under her and on the ground. And they were talking about this, like, who pooped on the ground? And then they roll videotape and something, it's blurry, but something mysteriously flies out from under. How do you just mistakenly poop?
Well,
you're in your clothes. How does this even happen?
I don't know.
The poop escape.
Flying out like a fucking missile. like a depth charge coming out your asshole.
How does that happen when you're in clothes? I mean, presumably you're wearing underwear. Is your underwear that floppy that it just kind of sneaks out? No.
You know how I always know? You know who I always know who dropped a deuce? You got to check their ass for grass stains, because you figure if they're dropping a deuce outside, they're probably rubbing their ass like a doggy. So you got to check their ass for grass stains.
Who's the one with the green ass?
All right, who pooped out here?
Watch the dog drag his ass on the ground, and it's like, I wish I could do that.
Oh, yeah, I totally do understand the dog who does the boot scoot across the rug because he's desperate.
That must feel so good. I mean, he's probably leaving a trail of shit, but still.
I got to tell you, it does. It feels fantastic. All right, Joe, what's your Florida man or woman?
All right, this is from Milton, Florida. A Milton man has been arrested after a fight that allegedly started when the man was caught humping someone's dog.
For real?
John Miller, 33, is charged with domestic violence, battery, domestic violence, aggravated assault, and criminal mischief. Miller was caught humping a dog, and when the owner confronted him, he said Miller attacked him, of all the gall, punching him in the head and upper body, leaving red marks and cuts, according to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. The victim said Miller destroyed items in the house and the garage door. He said Miller also grabbed a knife, threatening to kill him, leaving him in fear of his and his mother's life. Miller is in the Santa Rosa County Jail with a $7,000 bond. If this was New York, he would have no bond. He'd probably be out fucking a St. Bernard as we speak. So we got a dog fucker here, folks. Got a dog fucker here.
I got to tell you. Florida really was Florida this year, judging by these three stories. I mean,
there's always good pickings on this one.
There's not a bad story in the bunch. So
this is hard.
All right, what was yours again, Pip? Which was yours again, real quick? Which was yours?
I was He went to the cops to
test the meth. All right. So, all right, so here, I mean, this is really horrible to say, but I feel like we've had people fucking animals before on this show.
Wait a minute. Restate that.
Well, not us.
We've had stories of people, not people fucking animals on this show.
Perhaps better, yes. Yes, yes, yes. You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
I mean... We're always shocked by it, but apparently it's a thing to do.
But still, I mean, you know, you look like a fool. You're caught humping a dog.
Oh, absolutely. Wait, hold on. I'm not arguing.
You know, drugs, you know, everybody gets caught with drugs and other things, but you get caught humping a dog, you're not a fool.
I'm not arguing that this guy's not a fool. This is not that argument. I'm just saying, get away on a motorized suitcase. That's the, and then shit in the cop car. You
know. That happens all the time. I mean, you look at the police, that happens all the time, but fucking a dog and getting caught and getting aggravated about it?
No.
I trumped that, no pun intended. Go Trump.
And here's why I would.
I think it was a fool in love.
Here's why I would eliminate Pip's excellent story. Here's why I would eliminate Pip's excellent story. Unfortunately, we've had other stories where people call the cops to question them about the illicit, illegal things that they have just done. So, although Pips was particularly outrageous and detailed and very, very entertaining, and in any other year, honestly, much like Joe's, could win the category. I'm not saying they couldn't. Both excellent. Again, I'm going motorized suitcase. Woman says, suck my dick. I only spit once, and let me take a dump in your car for good measure.
You could go on a police report story and find at least 7 of those stories easy. But
I tried!
I think you're
kind of
limited on that.
No, unfortunately you're not. Dogs, horses, geese, sheep, goats, it's all cows. Good fucking.
Sheep and cows, a lot.
Yeah, but
wait.
You get caught and then you get upset about it.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Let me stop you there. Getting upset about it shows that he's not a fool. I mean, if he's like, what, you want to join in? Now we're talking.
I think
dog fucking trumps all.
No, it doesn't.
Dog fucking trumps all. That's a t-shirt.
Is that a 2024 platform?
Actually, no. That's something you need to point on a little pillow for Nana. I have to say, this is the way I'm going. I think they're tied.
Who's tied?
You two.
Stupid.
How? We've never heard of us.
Yes, they're both great.
But I have another dog. I have a dog fucking story that I've been holding for months. It was in a school of fools. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Well, that's your problem. We always should call ourselves out for not a good selection during the segment.
I didn't know you were such a fan. I apologize.
How many times have you told me that it was a good story, but not in a good sequence? Well, once, you know, now that she's on the
other side. But but there's a term for that. It's called bestiality. There's no term for getaway suitcase.
No, but the fact that the guy gets caught screwing somebody's dog in their house, and then instead of being embarrassed or apologizing or leaving, he wigs out and starts attacking them.
Well,
for calling him out for dog fucking. This is a spin on the dog fucking story, and
that's right.
All the different elements in yours: the getaway suitcase, pooping in the police car, spitting in the cop's eyes. These are both wildly entertaining in different ways. I have to call it a tie.
That is so.
And mine was rough.
Right there is you should lose on that joke.
Yeah, you just blew it, Joe.
Yeah, seriously, that was awful.
No,
I think I think they're a tie.
Oh my goodness, I think my woman could win Biggest Fool by herself with that day, that episode.
That's kind of tough to beat dog fucking.
It was quite a day, but I mean, the best part was her getaway suitcase.
Yes.
Because there have been people doing all kinds of filth in the back of police cars when they're drunk. But
yeah, sure. I had a Florida couple that I did not bring to the story that got in trouble. Bring to the show that got in trouble, that was a candidate for performing oral sex in the back of a squad car. So I hear your point. But what did you do up until that moment? What were you doing before then?
No, I'm sorry. They're both so good. I have to say it's a tie.
All right.
Fine. a very spirited one, that one. Very good by everybody. Very good. All right. Let's take our our final break. We'll come back with the politicians and the biggest fool